The Packers back on the practice field today, and every one of the players out here has his own unique story to tell. J.C. Treader is currently the second team center. Last year at this time, he was number one and looking every bit the part. A knee injury in the final preseason game put him on the shelf for the first half of the regular season. And in the meantime, Corey Linsley was well on his way to an outstanding all-rookie campaign. That, however, doesn't change the fact that Treader was a good player a year ago. And as the Patriots game showed, a good player now.
It's one of those things that when you get hurt, people kind of forget what you're capable of. And that was a big part of this first game, was to go out there and show that not only am I as good as I was last year, but I'm better and I've improved and I've learned and I've grown as a player. So I was really looking forward to the opportunity going back out there and showing what I can do again.
If Packer fans could see every practice, Scott Tolzien's improvement since his last extended game action in 2013 would come as no surprise. Arm strength, command of the offense, you name it, he's improved it.
I'm just a couple years older, and I think that helps just as far as experience. And then also the game experience helped too. And just being kind of my third year in the same system, kind of a combination of all those things. You just feel that much more comfortable knowing your playbook and your guys around you.
If special teams are a vehicle to the final roster, and they are, Aaron Ripkowski is certainly a candidate for one of the seats. The sixth rounder, whose day job is playing fullback, had two big hits against New England in kickoff coverage. Ripkowski looks like a quick study when it comes to the speed of the game.
It's a different world in the way it's a different speed, you know, it's a different level. So coming in, you got to learn how to play fast and get even faster.
Team-wise, today was not about getting ready for the Steelers. It was about getting ready for the season. Back to basics like half line and one-on-one between the receivers and defensive backs. Today's practice, number 13 of camp, but Julius Peppers has missed nearly a drill, let alone an entire practice. Label the 14-year veteran, ageless.
He's just one of those guys that's a reliable, accountable guy. And, you know, I like what I've seen with Julius through this training camp. I think Julius is right where we want him to be.
One other thing. It started raining late in practice today. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.